About 30,000 Russian personnel have been eliminated in Ukraine since the start of the full-scale war, the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine posted on Facebook. In addition, the enemy's combat losses from the 24th of February to the 28th of May were approximately as follows. 1330 tanks, 3,258 armored personnel vehicles, 628 artillery systems, 203 MLRS, 93 anti-aircraft warfare systems, 207 aircraft, 174 helicopters, 503 UAVs of operational tactical level, 116 cruise missiles, 13 warships, boats, 2,226 vehicles and fuel tanks, 48 special equipment units. Russian enemy suffered the biggest losses in Avdiivka and Kryvyi Rih directions. As commander of the defense forces, Lieutenant General Serhiy Naev informs, the situation at the front remains difficult but fully controlled by the armed forces of Ukraine. In Donetsk and especially in Luhansk regions, the enemy ramps up its forces and hardware day and night to reach certain areas with further efforts to encircle the Ukrainian troops. Our defenders, sacrificing their lives and health, restrain the enemy attacks and make every effort to hold the sections of the front where the enemy continues to amass additional forces and hardware, the commander said. He also noted that the armed forces of Ukraine were reinforcing the defense in Kharkiv and Zaporizhia directions. At the same time, the New York Times reports that the Biden administration approved sending GMLRS and HIMARS long-range multiple launch rocket systems to Ukraine. According to the NYT, the decision has already been made and it can be officially announced next week. It is unclear how many such systems will be provided by the United States. A source told the media outlet that the weapons could arrive in Ukraine within a few weeks. Bohdan Marushchuk,